is it frustrating? You know, I think we're the type of people like to have everything done yesterday. I mean, we're the people who move incredibly quickly. At the same time, we also do understand process, and we've gone through a process, and I think the process is going to yield a really positive, you know, great result. You know, everybody wants to see the golf course at Dunbeg remain incredibly vibrant. No one wants to see the sea wash it away, because without a golf course, you don't have a hotel. You know, that's the draw. Of course, you always want to see things happen faster. I mean, you want to see, that's life. I mean, you want things to happen as quickly as humanly possible. At the same time, I understand process, and I think we're going to do very, very well in the process, and especially because the community is 100% behind our efforts, which is, again, a really amazing thing.
We saw the storms in the last few years, devastating storms, and we saw houses and areas with the water from the sea right up to the door. We saw the sea breaking through. So this is not something that might happen. This has actually happened already. And we've seen what can happen. So that causes a lot of anxiety. So when we heard that there was going to be protection, well, everybody was happy. So what's making us worried now is that there seems to be a problem putting this in place.
Maybe the rock armour or the plate armour, everyone thinks isn't a great idea. But nobody's come up with an idea for some part in this world that has worked. Everybody keeps saying, no, no, no. Well, if these people that are so clever, why can't someone say, well, this particular design has worked in some other country with the same ferocity of a child we're dealing with, and try that? But everything is just no, 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 no.
We want to protect the area and protect the dune system, and in doing that, protect the golf course into the future. Our sense is, and this is complicated because you're into the science area of how do dune systems work and how do you manage that. But we don't think putting walls out into the sea to try and stop the waves eroding the beach and affecting the course is going to work. A dune system is an active system. It actually keeps circulating sand. And you can't kind of beat nature in the sense of trying to stop the sea and trying to stop that circulation. If you do, there's a danger you actually change the dune system. Mm. And in that way, in the end, affect the golf course.
It's possible to have this golf course there, to have the tourists, to have a viable operation. But it would have to be one that works with nature, not one that works against it. I was reminded of the story of King Canute. And I'd always thought King Canute was an example of a overbearing man who said that he could keep the waves back. So I looked it up, and that wasn't the case. King Canute felt that his courtiers and his followers worshipped him too much. So he brought his throne down to the seaside and put it and sat in it as the tide came in. And he said, look, I'm only a man. What you have to pay attention to is the world and nature. And that's the advice that we would give to Mr. Trump.